Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
As we spoke, a picture started coming into focus of a Halloween party in the town of Redmond, of the murder of one of the hosts, and of the young man who had been charged with the crime. Charged almost entirely on the basis of DNA evidence that seemed contradictory at best.
You drink a lot of coffee.
Well, I didn't sleep on the overnight flight back here, and I didn't sleep the night before that because I was flying to Montana, and the night before that, I didn't sleep just because of generalized, nonspecific homosexual anxiety that led me down a Shelley Duvall rabbit hole on YouTube. So, gotta keep my eyes open somehow.
Bill really wanted to show his son that even though his parents were divorced, he could have happy, meaningful memories with them.
Like, I talked to my mom about this later in life, and I was like, we never did anything fun together. And she's like, I kind of left that to your dad. I felt like your dad should have the fun stuff, and I did the parent stuff. I was like,
today, get set for samples from these Best of the Year podcasts, Suspect, Hot White Heist, and Storytime with Seth Rogen. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Welcome to our year-end wrap-up of the best podcasts of 2021. In this episode and the next, we sample a dozen or so of the year's top podcasts, in case you may have missed some good ones, and we begin with the year's best entry into the true crime podcast genre. It's Suspect from Wondery. We featured Suspect in our early October episode, but it's worth revisiting. It centers on the unsolved murder of Arpena Chinyanga, who was killed the night of a Halloween party at her Redmond, Washington apartment complex in 2008. And one of the most intriguing parts of Suspect is its unique focus on the consequences of systematically shoddy policing. Here's a snippet from Suspect and the first episode where reporter Matthew Scher sets the stage for the investigative journey he's about to reveal. In this clip, he speaks with a contact who was at the party and is now in prison.
As we spoke, a picture started coming into focus of a Halloween party in the town of Redmond, of the murder of one of the hosts, and of the young man who had been charged with the crime. Charged almost entirely on the basis of DNA evidence that seemed contradictory at best. A few months later, I was on a flight to Seattle.
I am rolling.
Okay, awesome. Yep. All right, so we are walking towards the Valley View Apartments.
Wait, are we being interviewed right now?
Is that okay?
I'm a journalist.
Okay.
I'm working on a story about a party and a murder that happened here a long time ago.
What I'd end up finding in the months and years to come was one of those things journalists spend their lives waiting for. A story in which all the major players wanted to talk, needed to talk. Cops, prosecutors, forensic analysts, witnesses, jurors, all were still living with the events of a single night in 2008. All were searching for answers in a case that had provided so few.
I was like, who are all these people? I was like, what are you talking about? You murdered this girl. I was like, what girl? I was like, how do you not know this stuff?
They're manipulating evidence. And this is just a microcosm of what happens on a daily basis in America.
Who do we look at? Do we look at you? Would you do something like this?
Where's the smoking gun? In deliberation, that's all we talked about.
This case is one of those roller coaster rides where it's like, no, he did it for sure. No, for sure he did it, you know, and we'd be divided in the detective unit.
I'm telling you to come clean right now and tell the truth. Because the thing you're trying to carry around with you is going to tear you apart. You can't hold on to something like that, man. See how it's kind of falling apart? And it's like time you just got to tell us what happened.
What makes you want to talk to us about it? Isn't it like hard as hell to relive all of this again?
I don't know. It's because it's not resolved.
A sample of one of the best podcasts from 2021, that's Suspect by Wondery. Check out the whole season now on the Start Here podcast collection, available from the podcast menu at wvxu.org. We're reviewing the top podcasts of 2021 with our second highlight. It's Hot White Heist. It's kind of a wacky six-part series about a New York City fortune teller who's recruited by his aunt to steal sperm. As you might expect, it's a fictional podcast, but unlike the thousands of other celebrity headlining fictional podcasts, this one stars the always likable Bowen Yang, and it's a lot of fun. Here's a sample from the second episode of Hot White Heist with Agent Jude, a.k.a. Judy Fink, a.k.a. Bowen Yang, and Agent Jack, a.k.a. Shannon Woodward, as they get set to recruit a team of queer amateur experts to help them liberate some very expensive material from the National Registry. But first...
We drink a lot of coffee.
Well, I didn't sleep on the overnight flight back here, and I didn't sleep the night before that because I was flying to Montana, and the night before that, I didn't sleep just because of generalized, nonspecific homosexual anxiety that led me down a Shelley Duvall rabbit hole on YouTube, so gotta keep my eyes open somehow. Anyway, I spent the whole flight streaming heist movies, so I feel like I have a pretty good idea of who we need on our team.
What's a heist?
Are you serious? It's like when you steal something. It's literally what we're doing.
Wait, can you keep your voice down?
So lesson number one of New York is nobody cares what you're talking about or what you're doing or if you're planning to steal from the government.
Fine. I have a list of leads that Violet sourced from the dark web.
Nothing inspires confidence like the phrase sourced from the dark web.
Well, the first name on this list is someone named Edward Lewis.
Eddie? Eddie Lewis? No.
What do you mean no?
I mean, you do not want to work with Eddie... Eddie does not play well with others. He's bad news.
Okay. Well, next on the list is,
Hey, Jack, I get that you're not thrilled about working with me on this, and Lord knows I'd rather not be playing tour guide, but I'm the person Brenda picked for the job, so we're doing this my way.
You're not my tour guide. And in fact, you're totally unqualified to handle...
Two classics and a nice coffee.
Thank God. Thank you.
To handle this responsibility, which I take very seriously...
Oh, big deal. You take everything very seriously.
And that is why the commune sent me with you, because you are insufficiently serious, and also to make sure that you don't go over budget.
Well, don't worry. The lunch special here is very affordable.
Backed by a sprawling cast that includes MJ Rodriguez, Bianca Del Rio, Jane Lynch, Abby Jacobson, and Cheyenne Jackson, that's a sample of Hot White Heist, available now on the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. Continuing our non-countdown look at the best podcasts of 2021, we turn to the new podcast, Storytime with Seth Rogen. In a unique and creative way, Seth joins Richard Parks III and invites guests to recall a story to which he adds a flourish of questions and comments in order to expose the deep-seated meanings behind that story. A truly memorable and engaging podcast angle. Reminds me of the Movies to be Buried With angle with Brett Goldstein. Anyway, check out this sample from the episode of Storytime with Seth Rogen called The Crappiest Place on Earth. Seth talks with Good Place creator Paul Scheer about how he got sick as a kid just before he was going to go to Disney World.
Young Paul's parents were divorced, and like a lot of divorced fathers, Paul's dad, Bill, wanted to make whatever time he spent with Paul as fun as humanly possible.
Yeah, because my parents were divorced, and my dad was like the fun time guy in the sense of the weekends are spent with my dad. He is a lot of fun. He's adventurous. My dad was, and still is, like my buddy.
They had a tradition where every year, Bill would take Paul to Disney World.
I took him down there the first time when he was six. We fell in love with it, and we've probably been there seven or eight times together.
And this year, when Paul was nine, was no different.
And we had planned like this four-day getaway to go to Disney.
And I was so excited to go to Walt Disney World.
But the week before the trip, something happened.
I got very, very sick. And you know, there's certain sicknesses that you can kind of look at and be like, oh, right, that was a bad one. Like, yeah. You know, there's like normal ones and there's like, oh, I got really sick here. That was super painful. Like my stomach was really hurting. Like I was puking and I don't really puke, and it was just not a pretty picture.
And like many sick kids who have something cool and fun that they are looking forward to, you got a real needle to thread.
The trip is on Saturday, and I got sick on like a Monday or Tuesday. And my mind was, must get better, because yeah. I can't afford this to go away. Daddy's got a new job. Maybe. And I remember there's a lot of debate about, can he go, can he not?
I'll never meet Mickey Mouse.
The pressure was on Bill as well.
You know, I'm the divorced dad taking my child away from his mother with possible illness and bad weather.
Bill really wanted to show his son that even though his parents were divorced, he could have happy, meaningful memories with them.
Like, I talked to my mom about this later in life, and I was like, yeah, we never did anything fun together. And she's like, well, I kind of left that to your dad. I felt like your dad should have the fun stuff, and I did the parent stuff. I was like, what an odd way to, like, wound yourself to be like, I won't do the fun thing with my child.
And just so you know, I'm going just from Paul's perspective in this moment, he's super, like, very excited for the trip. He loves going to Disneyland with yeah. you. It's the highlight of his year. He's feeling a little under yep. the weather, and he's trying not to let you know that too much because he's afraid that if you know that he's not feeling well.
I would, yeah. I get it. Yeah, no, and I believe me, I could see where he would do that.
Yeah.
Because it was a very special thing. For some reason, I think his mother had some plans that weekend, so it was okay because it wasn't a matter of he was choosing me over doing some with his mom.
Yeah.
So it was really exciting for him, I know.
I will say that I got very, very sick. And then it just went away. Come be together
at Disney. As mysteriously as the illness set in, it lifted and allowed young Paul to go on this trip. He was fucking psyched.
Unlike almost all other celebrity podcasts, that's Seth Rogen and the engaging Story Time with Seth Rogen. Available now on the Start Here podcast collection page at wvxu.org. Click on the podcast menu. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.